back to another episode of SMC Unfiltered. We have a new guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rosie. This one? Okay. Hi, I'm Rosie. Do I, like,
say... You can say whatever.
I am third year studying art history, and I am managing editor of The Mic and a senior mentor for St. Michael's College.
Ooh. Fancy.
So fun. Shout out The Mic.
Yep. Yay. So we're doing a taste test. As you can see, we have chicken and hot sauces. So the three of them are going to be eating...
Not Steph.
The chicken and
not Steph.
I'm going to be asking the questions. But yeah. So before we start, I want to ask you guys a few things. So obviously these are the 10 sauces. At what level do you think that you're going to start to regret your decision to be a part of this?
None of them.
I think I'm good, honestly.
You won't regret it?
No.
You're going to love it?
I'm pretty excited.
Cool. What has been your relationship with spicy food before today? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you avoid it?
Go ahead.
I really like spicy food. It hurts, but it like hurts in a good way.
Like, okay.
Oh.
He likes it.
So true. Yeah, I like spicy food too. I always have. It's always been kind of like a competition in my family.
Oh, really?
Between like me and my dad. And I like hot wings, and I think that it's kind of fun to like, I'm just gonna say hurt yourself. That's not what I meant. It's like a challenge, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun, and it's, as long as there's also flavor. I hate when it's like just spicy and it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, that's a good thing. These have all different flavors.
Yeah.
Eli?
When my dad used to cook growing up, he threw scotch bonnet, like scorpion pepper, that type of thing, in like everything to the point where it was just like a normal part of our food. So
yeah.
I think I'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't quote me.
Then you can start with the first one.
Okay.
So everybody grab a piece of chicken.
Oh. Which side are we starting on?
This one.
It's this one. Okay. So this is, I'll read it. Sweet and spicy Polynesian Hawaiian barbecue sauce.
Easy.
Should not be spicy.
Are we doing
at all?
Three drops?
Three? I think you have to.
It's not
open. Yeah, it's not
open. Oops. And I'm going to eat chicken.
Yeah.
Is that the one you broke, Steph?
Pardon?
That no. One.
Maybe.
Give it a shake.
Maybe that's the one I broke. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's fine. It's just barbecue. You're putting more.
Like three drops.
That
right?
Was like, okay. I feel like the first one was three drops.
Okay. That was at least four drops. My piece
this
of chicken is big, so I
this
might
not
like.
Not scientific.
Was that the question?
What was
that? Was the question?
What was the question?
That was the first question, right?
No, I'm asking the first question.
Oh.
Those are pre questions.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're crazy for me.
Okay, I like your drops. They're very symmetrical.
Aww.
Thank you.
I want the full experience. Also sweet and spicy. Like,
I feel like I need to put
yeah,
more.
That's why I put it first, because I'm like, I feel like that's
more?
Not... No, that's good.
Okay. Okay, should we cheers?
Ready?
Yeah
cheers.
Cheers
every time.
Bink. That's like nothing.
Light work.
Mm-hmm.
Easy?
Yeah.
Light work, no reaction.
What's the weirdest food combination you love that no one else seems to understand?
Hmm.
Whoa, that one is, like, delayed a little bit.
Yeah.
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 You can't be
so
I'm
gonna get the next
on
one ready.
One.
It was so sweet at first, and then...
This is my
the weirdest food reaction?
Jesus
food,
Christ.
Food reaction?
It's bad?
Food
it's not bad. It's,
like,
it's
not that bad.
It's quite good,
it tastes
actually.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
Oh, my God.
Do any of you eat weird things together? I have one after.
I think this is really common, but some people get weird about it. Mayonnaise on french fries?
No, it's good.
But people get weird about it, and I don't understand. I thought it was normal.
Wait, what on french fries?
Mayonnaise on french fries.
Okay,
like dipping your french fries in mayonnaise.
Oh.
I really like that, and I think it's normal, but
what about, like, ice cream and french fries?
I like that.
Yeah.
But I can see how that could be weird.
Like,
oh,
what have
yeah,
you guys tried mayo,
that.
Mayo chup, or what?
Yeah,
mayo
chup.
Yeah, that tastes really good with
is this the next
too.
One?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my god.
Next we have the green sauce.
Wait, did you answer that question?
Oh,
Yeah.
He's ignoring me.
Anthony has to answer that question.
He's
what was the
Melinda.
Question?
What's the weirdest food combination you love that no one else seems to understand?
This one smells really good.
Green sauce.
I used to get made fun of putting, like, making, like, tuna wraps. But I feel like that's a pretty basic combination.
Tuna wraps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like the weirdest thing I've done is put... well, my dad used to do ketchup and mustard. I've just done ketchup in, like, toast bread, and you just eat it.
I disagree with that fundamentally. I'm so sorry. absolutely do not agree with that. But okay. Anyways.
Next.
Green sauce.
Cheers.
One has green chilies.
I like this one.
Mm-hmm. This one's just good.
In 10 seconds, you're not. If they're all going to hit later.
Is it I feel spicy? Like the first one is spicier.
This one has a tangy.
The first one was definitely spicier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're the same level, right?
That was really chill.
Yeah, they're the same level.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received, and who was it from?
Getting deep.
Sorry. That one was also delayed a little bit.
Really? I'm actually okay with that one.
So I'm okay. It wasn't as intense as the first one.
You're also putting a lot.
You are putting a lot.
Because I want the flavor. That one had a lot of flavor.
I like the taste of that one better than
yeah.
The
one.
Best piece of advice I've ever received.
I think from my cousin, he said that there's like three categories of things that you experience, things that you have control over, things that you can do something about, and then things that you can't control. And so, like, usually I have like choice paralysis a lot of the time, where I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to plan my day. Mm-hmm. And like organizing things into those three categories of like, I need to do this right now for my future, or like, I'm gonna worry about this, but I'll just put in like little steps to do, like, get to my goal eventually. Like, that kind of helps a lot.
Interesting.
I think, I'm better at this now, but when I was younger, I used to worry about things a lot. But I was, like, I still am a major procrastinator. So I would worry about things, but it would be, like, my fault that there was something to worry about. Mm. Yeah. But, like, my mom used to always say that worrying about it is not going to get it done. Uh-huh. So, like, if I'm not going to do it, I shouldn't be freaking out about it. Or I should just do it, and then I don't have to worry about it. So that's helped me.
Someone told me that, like, no matter what happens in life, like, you'll be okay. And, like, that's something I've held on to. Is, like, there's going to be rough patches, but just, you know, you'll be fine. Like, it's not that deep.
Aww, hopefully we'll really be good. Fine.
Yeah. Okay, next sauce. Yay!
What is it, this one? Or this was...
I think that's the third one.
Pizza hot sauce. This scares me a little bit because I don't know how I feel about... Like, is it going to taste like tomato sauce?
Well, it has one flame on it.
Oh, so it's the same level.
No, I'm not worried about the spice. I'm worried that it's not going to taste very good. I did say that before.
The first four are one, the second four... No, the second three are two. And then it goes...
We can mix it with these sauces, too.
Am I putting enough? I feel like...
Put however much you want. Okay. I think four drops is good.
Okay. Cheers. Like, cover one side. There
you go. Cheers.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
It's not spicy.
I don't know if I'd use that as pizza sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't think it's supposed to be pizza sauce. I think it's like you put it like... I would be shocked if they wanted you to put this, like, all over, like, as a substitute. For, like,
yeah, I think it's kind of, like, on top. You know how they have, like, chicken and barbecue pizza? Mm. It's kind of like a drizzle.
Oh, is it meant to be, like...
Like a topping. Mm-hmm. Not, like, the actual sauce.
Oh, because they have the crushed pepper flakes. I think it's, like... Oh, yeah, the perfect pie topper.
Because that would be... That would only really work for pizza, I feel.
So that wasn't spicy?
I know. It was not very spicy, and I don't like it.
Okay.
Them down for that one.
My question is, how do you unwind after a tough day?
Go to sleep.
Watch TV. Sometimes I read. Sometimes I have a glass of wine.
Wine mom era. So I start off by like, I close my room door like vigorously.
We're getting into the after school routine.
Okay. Vigorously.
You're like, I'm done with the day. Yeah, close me in. Yeah. I'm never coming back out.
And then I just like sit, regulate my breathing. Actually, Areeb told me to meditate last episode, so that's been helping.
True. Do you guys both meditate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try and meditate every day.
I cannot get into it. I don't. What do I need to help me? Help me. How do you meditate?
Just try. Start with like 10 minutes. Okay. And go from there.
Okay. But like, what does she do?
I think really that's good for you.
Well, you can go on YouTube or you can get like apps and just listen to the audio.
I like yoga. And that's like
different. Well, yoga's good. Yoga's like rooted in meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like "Eternal Sunshine" by Jhené Aiko. That song has like a heartbeat in the background of it, and so it helps me like slow my heartbeat. And then
she's a very talented lady.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Really good.
Next sauce.
Thai sweet chili sauce.
This is still just one.
This is still level one. This is the last level one though.
Well, Polynesian said it was going to be sweet, and
that was the spiciest one.
That's
so
what
far.
I was expecting it to
the
be.
The Polynesian
like,
one was the
I wasn't
spiciest.
Expecting it to be spicy.
Okay, I'm. Can someone? Yeah. Struggling.
I think I did it.
Huh? Oh, let's open.
Okay, hold on. Oh! Maybe, okay.
And now you're judging me? Wow. Crazy.
I think you're the reason that just happened. Is this the one you broke?
No, she broke Polynesian.
I broke Polynesian,
Oh my god! Okay, let's just like...
It's gonna just spill everywhere.
Design flaw. This is not my fault.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's like, looks like plum sauce.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be
famous last words.
Yeah. I know.
Do I try to fix
if you
it
want
or do
to.
I just go?
Got it on my finger.
Oh, I put a lot. This better be good.
Oh, I like the way it smells. Oh my god. Yours is drowning in it.
Oh.
Okay.
Alright.
I feel like I need to get on your level, but okay. Okay.
It smells spicy.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. This one's just good.
Mm. Good?
Yeah.
Can I have one of those, please? Yeah.
What like level it? Is this
that
one?
That one's super mild.
It's still one.
Yeah, that's definitely a one. Mm-hmm. It's almost like not spicy.
The difference between that one and the first one is actually...
Polynesian.
Really? That one was like, crazy.
Okay, maybe you guys can go back to that one after.
Maybe.
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 You're suddenly famous. What is the reason for this? So basically, what would you be famous for if you were?
I feel weird, like, answering that myself. Mm. You know what I mean?
I think it could be so many things for you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Like, philanthropy.
Philanthropy?
Yeah.
She's like, that's not what I was expecting.
Philanthropy. Thank you, I think.
I think that's what you would do with your family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, I mean, after I'm famous,
yeah,
maybe,
after
yeah.
Famous, so
yeah,
yeah. What you'd do.
Because you can't really be a philanthropist if you don't have, like, the funds.
Yeah.
So that would be like a post-fame thing.
Yeah.
Time is a fund, and you use your time for like good things, so.
Thank you.
That's.
Thank you, Eli. Yeah, that's really kind. I feel like you are the same, though. I feel like you contribute so much to this college, it's actually insane. Like.
True.
I feel like I'd be famous for like writing a book or something.
Oh, what? Like a
famous self-help book. Yeah, maybe.
This isn't something I could be famous for, but something that I've always wanted to be famous for was dancing.
Yeah.
Because I was a dancer, and I would have loved to have pursued ballet professionally.
Wow.
And that would be my dream if I was going to be a famous ballerina.
So cool.
With that.
That'd be cool.
That would be really cool. I would love
that. Wait, we need an answer from Eli.
Oh, during the Olympics, I drew, like
this year?
Where's that? You are good at drawing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I used to draw comics when I was little, and then I taught my sister how to draw a little bit, and then she is like so good. She's way better than me now. And so like every once in a while when I go back home, we work on an art project together. And during the Olympics, I drew Kim Ye-ji. She was like a sharpshooter, and she looked really cool. Like, she just, like, the pose that she did, I thought that was, it was sick. And it ended up in a Korean magazine.
Whoa. So,
like, that, I think, like,
that wow. is cool. So you are famous for that.
You're famous already.
You're kind of wow. famous for that. That's nuts.
Well.
Okay.
Next we have.
The next one.
It's actually crazy.
Fire roasted jalapeno. And garlic pepper.
This is the first one that...
This is the first level two sauce, yeah.
I'm gonna get on your level here. Okay.
Thank you. The green sauces, I'm always sketchy about.
Yeah, because, like, green chilies are...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Can be bad.
They're, like, unsuspecting.
This one's a two.
Okay.
I don't like the smell. And I don't like the I can smell it from, like, all the way over here.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I opened that one and it was gross.
Okay. That one, like, punched me immediately.
Is it hot?
It's not spicier than this one.
I feel like Polynesian was still, like...
Whoa, okay.
That one's really good,
actually. That one's really good, but it's not spicier than this one.
We'll go back to that one.
I'm
then.
Just okay, like, okay. That's fine. Don't you think?
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
Eli, do you agree? Or do you think that was spicy? Because you said it punched you. So I feel like you have a different opinion.
This one, like, I could smell it from my plate.
And it did have a pungent smell.
It was yeah. acidic, mm-hmm. I yeah. feel.
Maybe that's what I'm going to lose to, is the acidic ones.
Mm. My face is getting warm.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like tingly in a good way.
Yeah, this is like the good kind of spice that you
want. Yeah.
Okay.
It's tingly in a good way.
Tingly things. Okay. You're hosting a TED Talk. What is the subject or title?
Mm. Oh, God.
You know the We're Hypocrites episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met someone, like, during, I think it was last summer, and they like, dropped all their boxes on the ground, and, like, I just helped them pick stuff up, and I found out that they were working for TEDx U of T, like, last year, mm-hmm. and then they were like, oh, we're trying to find speakers, blah, 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 and I was like, oh, that would be so cool, like, I wonder what I would
okay, do I'm sorry, thing. But, like, did you know that I was going to ask you these questions? No. Like, number one, I'm famous. Number two, I have done it.
No, I have. I didn't end up doing it, but I was thinking about what I would do.
Okay.
And they offered, like, a spot, and it was the We're Hypocrites episode. Like, I would give advice as a student that I don't typically use, and, like, why I don't use it.
Yeah.
And, like, the steps to, like, actually implement it and change your life.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to answer this one.
Could be anything. Could be stupid, too.
No, because so I'm also, like, I don't know, something...
Self-help related.
Something self-help related. Yeah.
Yeah, like... I was thinking that, too. Yeah. Like, yeah.
We'll see. In 10 years, when we give our TED Talks.
I would just love to give, like, an academic TED Talk, but I don't have anything that I'm, like, so invested in right now academically that I would... But that doesn't mean that that's not, like, gonna happen eventually. Like, I haven't found my niche yet, but I would love to, like, you know, do something. Like, I mean, art history is really interesting, but I'm still looking for, like, that one little era or movement that really speaks to me the most.
What's something if you were, like, locked in a room and you only had, like, one genre of something that you had to study, like, for the rest of your life that you'd be, like, interested in studying? Like, what would that
like
be?
Like a subject?
Yeah, like a subject.
Like any subject.
Any subject. You have, like, all of the world's information about, like, one subject just, like, at your disposal.
Like world history. Mm-hmm. Not art history specifically, just, like, history.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I want to know, if I had it my way, I would learn everything that has ever happened in the world, ever, and politics, I want to know everything about everything that's ever happened, because I think that that's the key to like, inform the future. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I think I, like... Yeah, I think if I knew everything, I could change the world. But I guess that's a given. but yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Is that from, like, a human behavior type of thing? Like, we're just doomed to feed ourselves? Or is it, like, a...
Kind of, but it's also, like, you know, how the inventions that have shaped society now, mm-hmm. how those came about, like, you know, the type of experiments and the work and... how people get inspired, I think you could just, like, take it and apply it to, like, stuff that we need now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
I hate this sauce.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. He's trying to get the taste out of his
mouth. Okay.
Let's keep going.
It should still be level two.
Mexicana hot sauce.
I'm excited for that one.
Okay. You like sauce chicken?
Oh, I just... Which one to do first? Well, you have your chicken already. You do.
Sure.
These are trying really, to get the taste really out of my mouth. Yeah, he doesn't like that one.
I really
liked like that one.
I like that one too.
Me too.
Oh, this one's very.
I like the taste. But... I just don't like that it's still here.
Mine's nice and flat.
Does it say what kind of pepper? I know.
Oh God.
Cayenne. Mm. Oh, and habanero.
Might be spicy. This We're hoping to beat the Polynesian one.
Yeah.
Although, in Eli's opinion, it has been beat.
There you go.
You thought the green... You thought the... Like,
I know, I'm trying... I'm
jalapeno
trying to...
spicier.
It's just the acidity.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how much of this I want.
Ooh, this one smells really interesting.
I'm not choosing.
One.
Cheers.
Go.
This one's another acidic one. But it's not as bad.
This is a lot of flavor.
Is chewing different. It looks hot.
No, this one's actually not bad at
that
all.
That has a lot of flavor.
I like that one. Tastes good, but it's not a hot sauce.
Again, Polynesian.
What's happening?
Polynesian.
This is like, this one's crazy. This one's like, they made it wrong. I swear. Hold on. I need to compare now.
You're like, haha, you
Because I'm confused.
Everybody take another chicken with the Polynesian.
Okay, no, let's revisit.
Revisit.
Okay, revisit
Everybody,
Polynesian.
Quick revisit.
Come on. Now.
I think we had expectations.
Wait,
for
this
it.
One was spicy. Okay.
I will say the spice.
I need to lock in right now.
The spice is like not dying down in my mouth. Like it's.
I'm good right now. I feel like I just you
right
know,
keyboard right now.
Like, ate an ice cream cone or something. Like I'm good. I'm about to die, I feel. I'm still a little scared of Polynesian. If it's as spicy as I remember it.
No, right. It is. What the hell? Why is it that... Yeah.
Okay, it does start off, like, fine.
It starts off fine. Oh my gosh, yeah.
It starts off sweet.
Mm-hmm. I actually put it on my tongue this time. Last time I didn't do it properly.
Oh my god. My throat is closing.
This was worse
okay,
than the
if you
ones.
Had to choose one song to play every time you entered a room, what would it be
Wait,
and why?
Oh. But we just redid Polynesian.
Yeah, but you did another
okay.
one.
Keep going.
I didn't ask.
What was the question?
If you had to choose one song to play every time you entered a room, what would it be and why?
Enter Sandman.
Probably Ready for It.
What?
So.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because it's like the bass drop.
Is Enter Sandman the one that's like. That one? Do you know the one? Sure. Wait, no, that's not the one I'm thinking. I want something
oh
like
God,
I want something intense.
Spicy.
Eli?
I can't think of anything.
Because of the spice?
If that's level one.
Can I look like, at my Spotify?
Oh, Berlioz, something Berlioz.
That's nice.
Like, chill.
I want, like, Ready for It is a really good one. I'm like picturing you walking into a room and that starts playing. And like the Taylor Swift like cannon. Yeah. No, something intense. Something like, oh no, you know what? Like, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Mm.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one. Something happy. I changed my mind. Something happy.
Okay. Next
okay,
sauce.
I will say I've had this specific sauce before, and it's one of my favorite hot sauces I've ever had.
This is a big one.
Is it spicier than Polynesian?
I think so. I think it's quite
okay,
spicy.
Yay.
But,
because we've gone through
Is this the last,
so
this is the
many?
Last level two.
Yeah. Oh, this is level two?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I remember it being a lot spicier.
Well, apparently their system doesn't work, so.
But this one's, like, opaque. Which scares me a little bit.
Everyone blame Melinda.
Shout out, Melinda.
Okay, ready?
What is this? Anyways, it smells black cheesy. Truffle. Okay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Parmesan in here, I think. Okay, ready?
Yummy.
Cheers.
Oh.
You miss?
Cheers.
Spicy, not spicy?
How not spicy at all, but I'm waiting for it.
Oh.
It's okay right now.
I don't think it's going to come.
Maybe I'm misremembering. Yeah, maybe this batch is, like,
bad.
Okay, well, these last three are...
Yeah, what?
That was completely fine.
Dude.
Okay.
Have you ever come close to
failing a class? Which one? If you're willing to
share. I have come close to failing a class. I almost failed my Renaissance art and architecture class, and I had to email my professor and make him let me submit my assignment late. And he did pass me.
Good.
But yeah.
Yay.
I did almost fail that class because I honestly was just slacking off.
Yeah.
I was just having a rough semester and I was like, I'm just not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. And then I went home. Oh, I got sauce in my jeans. And then I went home for Christmas break, fully prepared to fail the class. And I woke up in the middle of the night, like in a cold sweat. And I was like, I can't fail. I need to email my professor right now. And then he let me do it. It was awesome.
Yay.
I'm not going to shout out his name, but shout out Professor, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you give me this?
Oh, for your pants.
Oh, it's dry.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever come close to failing, but the class that I was doing the worst in was second year Spanish, and I just dropped it because I was like,
you're like, yeah.
Not this. Yeah.
In first year, I fractured my arm, and they were like, okay, you still have to like write your test, though. And I how.
Cool.
And so, after, like, six petitions, like, I eventually was able to write my test, but there was a period where I'd, like, failed all my classes because I didn't write the finals.
Yeah.
All right.
That's dumb.
That we got... Did? No, okay. This is the next one. Habanero, honey mustard. This is supposed to be a three.
Level three.
Habanero
sounds spicy.
I'm going to do more because...
But honey mustard... It's like that's sweet.
No, don't get me wrong. Polynesian is sweet at first, and then the spice like.
Okay, I want to like. We need to like get.
If we have time, I want to mix them all together.
All of them?
Yeah.
I feel like
you should just mix the spicy ones together.
I feel like
Polynesian with the other ones.
Steph, if you come up with like a really good question, like a really juicy question.
Wait, does that mean that all my questions have been shit?
No, they've been good, but like a really, really juicy question. Oh, okay. Then make that the all 10 together question.
Okay. The class fail one, that was a good one. That was a spicy one.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that this one's opaque too.
I know. Okay. Cheers. I don't like the color of this one actually. I already know this one's gonna be bad.
It's acidic.
Just based on the taste.
Mm-hmm. Is it bad?
No, like, spicy. I mean, I'm wrong.
No aftertaste. It's the aftertaste.
This one's fine. I think I might have been right.
It's fine so far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm Polynesian.
Literally, it's spicier than every single... Oh, I just spit everywhere. It's spicier than every single one we are. Like...
Yeah.
Hawaiian barbecue sauce. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
What peppers do they use?
Ghost pepper paste.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up.
That explains. Well, there is a ghost pepper
Polynesian
sauce.
Polynesian my ass.
Okay, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done?
Oh, that's a good question.
It doesn't even have to be, like, others thought it was embarrassing. It's, like, you were, like, so embarrassed.
I struggle to feel embarrassed ever about anything.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good characteristic. Yeah.
The only thing I can think of, is when I was in the fifth grade, it was, like, we were having silent reading time. And I got up to go to the bathroom, and I ran into a chair. I wasn't looking. I, like, ran into a chair, and it fell over. And I made a really loud crashing noise. And everybody looked over at me. And I was, like, 10, so I was, like, socially anxious, and I kind of just put the chair back, and then I went to the hallway, and I cried because I was so embarrassed, but that's the only thing I can think of.
Damn.
Genuinely.
I feel like I just drop stuff a lot. Or, like, whenever I'm in here, I, like, trip over chairs.
Like the canvas.
Yeah, the like, I just tripped over the camera tripod.
Eli?
I'm trying to think.
Next one ready.
Like, during a road trip, like, I was driving on the 5, and there were, like, these huge semi-trucks going by me, and I had, like, a lot of caffeine beforehand, and so I was super jittery. And so, like, by the time we got to our destination, I had to, like, hop out of the car, use the washroom on the side of the road, and, like, everyone else in the back was sleeping. And when they woke up, I was on the side of the road using the washroom at the red light with the door open.
No.
And so, like, that was embarrassing to me because, like, they had, like, trusted me to, like, make sure that they were okay while they were sleeping. And I was, like, just outside of the car peeing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to go to the next sauce.
Yeah. This is level next, four. We have fire roasted garlic and habanero.
I feel like these habanero ones haven't been spicy.
No, I'm just going to do,
I'm
like,
just going to put way more.
Yeah, I'm going to just...
But watch this one be, like, the killer.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Are you using a spoon?
So yeah, I'm going to use a spoon.
Can I have a spoon?
Do you want a spoon? Yeah, there's spoons over there.
I don't want a spoon.
So I can get extra sauce.
I'm yeah,
so,
like, I feel like...
I'm so good.
Second last sauce.
Yeah. Eli's struggling. Okay.
Oh, this one smells...
The acidic ones are crazy.
This one you can smell
it. You just don't like the taste? Or are they?
Yeah,
like,
I just don't like the taste.
This one's pungent.
Stop. Don't say that.
Okay. We're doing spoons now.
Uh-oh.
There's, like, no peer pressure at all. I just pulled the spoon out of the thing.
Oh, my God, Rosie.
That's insane.
Maybe this is what we should have been doing all along.
Maybe.
Yeah, and you started on, like, one of the hottest ones. That's smart.
I feel like if it's not spicy, there's no amount of it that can make it spicy.
I'm scared.
Immediately, no.
Yeah.
No?
No, like...
Oh.
Yo, it is.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. All of my lips. It's on my lips.
There we go.
What?
Yeah, but this is what, like, this one should have been.
Hmm.
Oh my god.
Okay, my question is, what was the last thing you searched for on your phone? In Google. No lying.
Okay, we have to pause.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Toronto. I wonder if I find a better one. That's kind of lame.
Guava Monster Energy Drink.
Where it's all just gonna be food and, like, drink.
Where to find it? Yeah.
Actually, that's it. That's the only thing.
Oh my god, that one is like. My scalp is like.
Oh, do Hillary and Bill Clinton live together? that was last night while I was watching the news.
Oh my god.
Is it the last one?
Yep.
Five, I feel like we just got started here.
Well, you can mix them all together.
Yum.
We should mix the spiciest ones together.
I'm gonna just...
If you had to compare that, like, heat, what would, like, to something else, what would you
compare
it to?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You don't have to do what I did.
Oh, I'm going to.
We didn't say the sauce.
Ghost pepper.
Creamy style, ghost pepper, wings, sauce.
Oh, hell no.
Five flames. Five cartoon flames.
I will say, the last one did have flames, like, actual, like, wings of fire on it.
Mm.
Where is it? None of the rest of them had, like, the
yeah,
flame.
You're right.
Yeah.
This one doesn't. This one has, it's because it's fire roasted, I think.
This one has, like, angel wings.
Perfect. And I'm gonna go crazy with it because.
Oh my gosh.
Give the viewers what they want.
I was a little sluggish before this.
Here you go.
Thank you.
And how are you feeling?
I feel awake, alert.
Maybe you should do this every morning.
I have, like, soup in my spoon. Ghost pepper soup in my spoon. Okay, you're mixing.
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Last one.
Yay! Hot?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah. That was fine.
Really?
That's anticlimactic.
That sucks.
Oh, but then you swallow it and it hurts.
It's starting.
Still in my mouth.
Is it? Rosie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you have enough water? Do you have water
left? I do.
Okay. We have an extra cup.
It's still climbing. Like, it's still...
You're a lucky person.
Oh, you're right.
Going up.
Yep. Nope, it's not over.
Okay, what's your best pickup line?
Oh God.
Like it, or yeah,
you're either asking that, the wrong person.
Yeah, either that you would use, or if like someone asked you, like, give me a pickup line to go hit on someone, what would you tell them?
My best pickup line that works every time.
Hey.
Is, hi, I'm Rosie. no, I don't know if I've ever like picked anybody up before. I don't know if I've ever been picked up before.
I feel like you have to cater it to the person you're asking.
I agree.
Oh, I know it's not an answer. Yeah, this one is hurting me too.
I don't want to drink water yet because I want
to. I feel like water just makes it worse.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
I guess you can't go wrong with like complimenting something that somebody can control. Because like.
The best pickup lines are the ones that are catered and circumstantial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to do a last one with all of the spices together? The hot ones. So you would put the last two and the Polynesian together.
Okay. You guys want
to
dip it in
that? You don't have to.
Is that what that is? That's, I need more.
That's everything.
I need more, though. Where are you at?
This is horrible. It looks horrible.
Where's the
book? It's like a rainbow of spices.
Yeah, black.
I don't have a question prepared for this, what's though.
It called? I hear you shaking. I don't know if all of them is worse or if just the two hottest ones are worse.
Well, I think all of them will be worse.
It's just, I know it's going to taste bad.
Ew. It's going to taste bad. No. The way the difference in the amount that you put for two versus the last one.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I like it.
No, I put all of them together.
Oh.
Weren't all of them?
All of them.
Oh, all of them.
I don't know if the camera picked up me getting drunk and everything on it.
I like this combination. It's like sweet and spicy.
I'll try that. It just tasted bad. I want to try that. Which one was it? These two.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's so good, guys.
She's like,
so you have to try it.
Wait. Last one, last one.
Oh, there's three. Okay, cool.
This combination was really good.
Oh no!
There's like not
enough. I feel like this is when you go.
Okay, what's your guilty pleasure? I'll ask that one. Or a guilty pleasure.
Reality television. Jersey Shore.
Sorry.
I love Jersey Shore.
Oh my god, my contact is falling out.
Oh gosh.
That was like.
Sorry, all I can think of is the JoJo Siwa album.
Yeah. And she does that stupid dance. You know the one?
Hang on, wait.
Should've known. Okay.
No, that was good. That was good.
Eli? Oh! Well, that scared me.
Yeah. This is a guilty pleasure.
Canada Room cookies.
Oh, yeah. I think it did. Oops. Well.
Well, did you start it again?
Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, Areeb just cool. had to play Guilty Pleasure
that's true.
By JoJo Siwa, so that's great. That's a big fall.
Well, I think we've come to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for answering my questions and eating spicy.
Thank stuff. You for asking the questions. Thank you for the chicken. Which one was my favorite?
Oh yeah, which one was your favorite?
I think this one was my favorite.
I think Black Truffle.
The one that I was hating on. The fire roasted jalapeno.
Polynesian was
your really favorite?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think so.
Polynesian or black truffle? Also, the bottle for black truffle.
My nose is sweaty.
Oh my god, I'm just like drooling everywhere.
Can't feel your mouth.
The bottle of black truffle is like gold.
Oh.
So.
My nose is actually dripping.
Okay, let's end it there.
Yes, okay. Thank you for coming, Rosie.
Yeah.
And eating spicy food.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that we got to do this. I had a lot of fun.
Yay.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know which one we're waving at. All of them.